From the Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay. Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. Patrick Timpone. It's a Friday. Ah, 7th September. Remember when we were kids? Fridays were like the bomb, you know? I mean, just, man. Yeah, it was even fun walking to school when it was a Friday. Yeah, the nuns were happier and everybody was happier. It's funny.
Well,
it's probably just because we like to be free. Because we are free. As soul, you know, we're just free. We get in these bodies. And then before you know it, you know, people are telling you what to do and what not to do and what time to do it, and and then the body's telling you to eat, and the body's telling you got to go to the bathroom, and so we spend our whole life kind of trying to get free from whatever this thing is. It's kind of cool. I never even really thought about it like that, but we really do, because as spiritual little beings of little light beams, which is our essence. I mean, that's where the action is, and so when we hang out here, it's just kind of different from that, and it's harder. It's just a harder way to go, but we chose to be here, and it's good. It's a good thing, but that's where the freedom. Freedom thing comes in where we, in school, remember, it's go here, go there, and you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do that. And then by the time Friday came around, you're ready to say, well, I don't think I want to do that anymore for a couple of days. And then, boy, when summer came around, well, now it's after Labor Day, and kids will probably go back to school, Monday? Actually, these days, I think they go back in late August. And I've seen the school buses in Dripping Springs. So. Yeah, we never went back until after Labor Day. And they just keep making it longer and longer school days. Because I think the parents like to, take care of my kids longer. Yeah, it's a different world, but, it's planet Earth stuff. Well, good morning. It's Open Phone Friday. And we talk about most anything here on Friday. My name is Patrick Timpone. So if you would like to join us, here's how you do it. It is 888-663-6386. 888-663-6386. 98.9% of you. I just made that number up. Have never called the show. Oh, I think with the numbers we have, probably 99%. Isn't that funny? Well, I know, it's most people don't, because, oh, here comes Doodle. Most people don't, because it's just a little uncomfortable. But don't be nervous. You can just call up and say hi. Yeah. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Doodle's here.
Hey, dudes. What's going on, girl? Were you outside? Were you outside? What deal? What's going on out there, anything?
fellow lives way top the hill. You can see him from here. He's got one of these little things like a go-kart, and he'll drive down every now and then with his dog, Jake. And boy, as soon as Doodle sees him come down the hill to the creek, man, she is out the door, out the doggy door, and down there, boom. And she and Jake just party down, just run around. So I usually go down there and say hi to him, chat a little bit. We don't have a lot of neighbors around here. So every now and when you see one, you just chat it up. But she had a good time yesterday. We had some good rains. And actually thinking about getting more in the next few days, even. So I checked yesterday when we went out for a walk last night. Walked around. And we have about 8,000 gallons. Isn't that exciting? About 8,000 gallons in the bank. Oh, so it's so nice to have rainwater again. And not going to complain, though. City water, street water is cool to take a shower in. Better than no water at all. So no complaints here. But it's nice. So we're looking like mid-80s here. For the foreseeable future, and even lots of rain chances. Wow, 90% today. Whoa, 80% tomorrow, according to this thing, and 50% on Sunday. So, wow, we're going to get some more rain. But about mid-80s here, and which is a welcome from the 100s. I think we had 50 days of 100. So it's open phone Friday, and the birds are fed. Got the birds taken care of this morning. It's been a couple of months since I've even messed with coffee. And so I thought, well, that'll be fun. Maybe just have a little cup of coffee, you know. So I bought one of these coffee bombs, butter coffee bombs at the hippie food store. I don't know why I bought it. I didn't even know what it was when I bought it. I thought it was like a little treat, but it was actually turned out to be like one of those bulletproof coffee bombs. And they're pretty cool. So they have grass-fed butter, and I think a little chocolate in there, some collagen. And then you just punch it out of the package and pop it in your coffee. But then I was doing a cobalamin with the maple syrup and what else we put in there? The cacao. So no telling what this is going to taste like. Can I have a taste? Pretty good. It's a coffee bomb, bulletproof coffee bomb. So. Some years ago, my little girl who's lying here next to me, and I have my feet on her at this moment, she likes to be close by Doodle, golden Doodle, six years old. We got her, and when she was 4 or 5 weeks old, the people gave her a 3, and I'm trying to look and see which ones they were. I know I have an email here somewhere, but 6 years ago, it's a little difficult. And they gave her 3 little puppy vaccines that at the time, it didn't much matter. I just knew she was the one, and I didn't know they were going to do it, but they did it. And so, I guess about year 3, every summer, she began having the itchies come on when the summer came. So it's been going on about 2 or 3 years. And during the summer, then, just itchy. And, sometimes it got pretty intense and biting. And so obviously, being a natural guy, I've been doing all kinds of things and all kinds of stuff you can imagine. Nothing's really worked. in these 3 years. And thankfully, it kind of really dies down in the summer. So our conjecture is, my conjecture after looking at it all this time, is that some kind of a reaction, her body's reacting to something out in the hitherlands, because it's a summer thing. So, you know, maybe some natural thing like grasses or pollen or whatever, mold, that comes out in the summer. Her body's reacting to that, and then that's what's known as an allergy. And we get these allergies, and this is all my conjecture and theory that I've learned over the years, and I think it works the same way in people. We get them for several reasons. They're generally, in my opinion, this is all in my opinion, and I trust me, I have no idea what I'm talking about, so this is just chatting here. I'm no expert. It's an autoimmune response where just an autoimmune response. The immune system gets a little haywire, and then can cause the skin to itch and stuff like that. And can you hold on? Well, actually, well, let's take this. Calls come first, and I'll just continue with the story. I'd rather talk than talk to people. Good morning.
I've been having difficulty hearing you. This is Gwen from Oregon.
I'm sorry, say again.
This is Gwen from Oregon.
Okay, we have kind of a bad line. Do you have a lot of rain up there?
Yeah, I'm not having any rain. Oh. But the reason I called is about the shungite beehives.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have the phone number of Derek, and I was going to email it to you so that you could call him and you could set up a radio broadcast with him. How's that?
I emailed them, and I'm sure they're going to come back. I don't usually do it over the phone. It really gets messy. But, you can email me. But his number is right there on the website, isn't it? Or if you have his personal number?
I don't know. But it doesn't sound like. I just got an email from him. I went through somebody else, and it doesn't sound like he's either read your email or had any contact with you.
Okay, cool. And his name is Derek?
Derek.
And he would be the best person to talk to?
He's kind of like a hobby farmer who just kind of like fell into this experience and is just so impressed that he tried to take it to the universities and they just kind of said, no, we're not interested. So he decided to do it grassroots.
Okay. Well, okay, why don't you please do that?
I will send you an email with his phone number and his website.
And he doesn't mind that I call him. You know, let him know I'm going to call him.
He sent me an email that said that he would be honored to do an interview with Patrick.
Oh, okay. And it's called Shungite Beehive.
I will include my personal cell phone number below. Then this is the best emails to reach me at.
Cool. If you'd send me both of those, then we'll be good to go.
So I will email you
those
websites and those numbers and his phone number.
That'd be great to me. It's just patrick@oneradionetwork.com.
Okay, well, I'm going to, yes, I had, oh, you want me to do that one?
Yeah, that's the best.
We'll do that. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, dear. Thanks.
I just wanted to make sure you got that information.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is really exciting.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I've got my little shungite necklaces on. Yeah, it's a very nice substance. Doodle has a shungite necklace that's being repaired, so she doesn't have her own today. But shungite is really cool, and this fellow's doing some stuff with bees and shungite, so we'll talk to him. That'd be fun. We like those leads like that, because that's how we find some of these more eclectic folks, you know, around the world. So back to the itchy. So the last, I guess, so now I'm working with Dr. Faulkner. Now he's just a pure homeopath, right? Pure homeopath. That's all he does. And he does it all by symptoms and behavior, which is really the classic way to do homeopathy. And it is the most difficult way, and it takes the longest, because homeopathy works, but it only works when you get the right remedy. And that's the reason why most folks have not had all that good of experience with homeopathy, because the practitioner and also generally the patient doesn't have the time, the money, the resources, or the patience to find the right remedy, or the talents, you know, to really ask the right questions. So that's where homeopathy gets a little tricky. Now, there's two schools of thought on using kinesiology and different tools to get the right remedy. Some say, no, you just can't do it that way. It just doesn't work. And others say, oh, yeah, you can. Now, Dr. Gerald Smith, who I talked to yesterday up in Philadelphia, he suggests that if you have the different things that you believe are possible, like he wants me to get the vaccine list, that, and he would research and see what kind of adjuvants are in there, that he could have those adjuvants in a vial, and then he can do kinesiology that way, if he has it actually in the vial, which is different from just asking the body, whatever, is it this or that? Does that make sense? Which is one way to do it. Is it mercury or whatever? So Dr. Smith's theory is that, you know, there's one of the adjuvants in these vaccines or something else. And he said, well, he's seen a lot of glyphosates. However, Doodle is totally organic. But, you know, these days, he's seen a lot of glyphosates in a lot of people, organic people. So that's a whole... That's a whole other rabbit hole to go into, as you know. So I just had another session with Dr. Faulkner yesterday, and he's going to send out another remedy. We've tried about three or four over the years and haven't found the right one. And, you know, ongoing, it just continues to scratch there. And so, and bite, and it's just... So I'm gonna just do a lot of different things, because she's my girl, so we're just gonna figure it out, you know, and certainly been working on the spiritual level, like you can't believe, asking for guidance, asking for healing, you know, actually doing some healing on the other planes through one of my teachers. So this is all part of the deal as well, that we can get into and how this works about spiritual healing and why it's not always just you're done, you know, that kind of thing. It can be, but most often it's not. Most often it's to guide you and to help you, for many reasons, to be creative, you know, like I'm doing, try different things, learn about how the creativity of soul is. Well, maybe I'll try that. Oh, what about that? Yeah, let's look at that. So that's our creativity. Or maybe it's patience. Sometimes it's just to learn patience. Sometimes it's trust. Sometimes it's all different kinds of lessons that are learned. So, and then oftentimes it's a karmic thing where you just need to connect with somebody to help them. So you'll actually take on a little issue, or Doodle will, just because we all take on little things karmically on planet Earth, just so she could meet somebody. I know it sounds weird, but it's part of it. So it's believe me, it's never just a cut and dry kind of thing. You know, people, you know, there's many people out there in the world writing books, and they'll talk about it being like that. But trust me when I tell you, it's not like that. You know, to generalize in these kind of things is like anything in health, if we generalize, it's just, well, we're way off the mark, right? We're way off the mark, because everybody is so unique and so intertwined with every other little soul and incarnates here just to do this dance. It's fascinating. And are just fascinating. So, so in doing some more experimenting and researching more of this low dose naltrexone, and we had a great show with Steve Mitchell yesterday, and I really truly advise you to listen to that if you have not. And he's really a neat guy. He sent me some different links that he talked about that I'm going to put on the show page today. I will put on the show page today. And this is some of the things that he was talking about from this doctor who we've invited, Berkson, that he's got his own little he's got his own little protocol. So he sent me some links where he uses alpha lipoic acid and a few other things like that, and mainly for cancer. So I'm going to put these links on the show page today, so you're going to have these. But anyways, Steve Mitchell and other people have had some pretty very interesting experiences with LDN. I'll use the term LDN, which is low dose naltrexone, for on animals. Steve had one animal. He tells a story yesterday that literally on death's door, wanting to. Beth said we should put her down, and she was just like, and came right around and lived another year after on the LDN, and all kinds of stuff she had going on. And then she actually left her body from something else, not the cancer, I believe. That he began giving it to her for. So, and I've taken a few doses of it to experiment, because I like to experiment with these things, and I'm just to see what's going on. And it's really interesting. It's a really interesting substance. And I can tell you why I'm even playing with it. But I haven't found any substantial downsides of this. And Adam sent us something a couple weeks ago, and about how the dogs run this through even faster, and Steve said it yesterday, than people, through their liver, and they deal with it, and why Steve has the dogs to give it a little bit, and then 3 hours later, give them another small dose, and then they're good for the day. So Adam, I know you're listening, I don't know, but if you are, with your super duper califragilistic expialidocious searching skills, and you got them, if you can find some more stuff on low dose naltrexone, that'd be great. I really think there's something going on with this stuff and the mechanism. And then Dr. Cowan has been using it for hundreds of patients with very good results. And it's, so just to give you the short story, what I understand about it, for those of you who are not up to date, because I can't assume that you know, it's a substance that a fellow by the name of even before Bahari, it was, and I listened to Zadok or Zadon or something like that. I'll find it in my notes. He's actually the one, even before Bahari, that is being said. But Steve Mitchell said, no, he's not really the one. This other fellow, who I've emailed to get on the show, and he started messing around with it in the 70s. And I think he's up University of Pennsylvania. And so it was mainly being used for drug addicts. And what it does... Okay, hold on a second. Let me just finish this about describing what it is, then we'll pick up the phone. What it does is it turns off the... One of the things it does is it turns off the opioid receptors. And for a couple of hours at low doses. Now, with the drug with the drug people, it turns it off like all day long because they take a pretty big dose of it. So then they just give it to them, and then they don't get whacked on their drugs. Now, how they use that in practice, I haven't really quite figured out. I haven't talked to somebody. It doesn't make a lot of sense. It was called Zag. I think his name is Zagon, Zagore or Zagor. Can't read my handwriting. Anyway, so somehow they use it with these people to help them to get off, and alcoholics too, and drugs. And then these people started messing around with it for cancer because they saw that it was really doing something pretty good to the immune system, and knocking down some of the immune functions that was causing the autoimmune. And then Dr. Cowan was saying that it was also kind of reestablishing the cell-mediated immune system, which is the natural one that is just there if we don't get vaccines and stuff like that. So Dr. Cowan says the three reasons the autoimmune system thing gets going is the vaccines, a deep infection that we don't know about, and leaky gut. And that kind of makes sense. So we think the leaky gut is what a lot of these autoimmune thing is. Could be and these autoimmune things go from everywhere, from lupus to MS to arthritis to, you know, everything in the world. Probably most stuff is autoimmune. So in people, then we'll get on to people and how it works with people and with dogs. But once again, calls come first. So let's grab this one. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. I'm Pamela.
Hello, Pamela. Hello, Pamela.
Sorry to interrupt you. I just finally had a chance to call.
No. You're not interrupting. No, that's it. Calls come first. I can always...
I take low-dose naltrexone.
Oh, you did? Tell us about that.
Yeah, I've taken it for over 2 years.
Uh-huh. Why did you start taking it?
Let's see. Why did my doctor first give it to me? I think for Hashimoto's.
Oh, that's would be...
And at the time, I used to, like, counting the antibodies.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, in the 200s. And the range for my lab is 0 to 34. And the last time we tested, it was 35.
Oh, the antibodies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
which is what how they diagnose.
Right.
Hashimoto's.
Oh, that's how they diagnose Hashimoto's. So tell folks what Hashimoto's is. That, if I'm correct, that's an over...
It's autoimmune thyroid. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's kind of trying to crook the thyroid?
Yeah, your body looks at the thyroid molecules and thinks they're foreign and tries to kill them.
Mm-hmm. Like Russians and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So my thoughts are, so the autoimmune thyroid went down, and usually if you have one, you have more than other autoimmune issues. So my thoughts are the others also went down.
Okay, you got to speak up now. Your phone is kind of bad. Speak up.
Oh, okay. So my thoughts are, since the autoimmune thyroid went down, other autoimmunities went down that we probably can't even test for yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it. But I never noticed the, feeling crappy for a little bit until I was listening to someone talk about it on your show, and then I was like, let me try to notice this.
Well, no.
I took my pill, and I'm like, oh, there's a pain in my joint. Oh, there's a pain there.
Then
you just go to bed and you do feel better the next day.
Yeah. You take it at night?
Yeah.
What time?
And then, 9 o'clock is when I usually take it. But what was I going to say about it?
That's right. So you take it, and what's your dose right now?
It's 3 milligrams.
Mm-hmm. 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 And so you've been doing it, though, every night for 2 years?
I am not really good at it. If I'm up in my bed, upstairs in my bedroom, and I notice I forgot to bring it up with me, I'm like, oh, screw it. But it's because I figure it's not something, it's not a medication like other medications.
Right.
I view it more like a supplement.
Right.
If you miss a day, big deal.
And, you know, for what it's worth, Pamela, I think I've played with it, and I have a better experience with it as far as if I've got some kind of thing that's been working on a nerve or something that's been keeps me up sometimes, you know? Like, that's the only reason I played with it, because I was experiencing some kind of a nervous system thing, you know, that I couldn't put my finger on.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, I could be at night with no thoughts and just total zen, and my body's just kind of like just a little bit on or something, you know, like somebody's turning a little bit of electricity on, you know? So I've always, not always, but the last few years, think maybe there's just some kind of a auto thing, right? So that's why I took it for the first time a few weeks ago. But for me, I noticed that the longer I skip in...
Did you get it compounded somewhere, or did you kind of make it out of the 50? Or?
No, I just went, I know a natural doc, and he just prescribed some for me, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Compounded a 1.5 little guys.
Oh, okay. Then I have another question. Did it come in colored pills, or were they clear?
They're just little white pills.
White, so they weren't the clear ones like you did that you buy to make your own.
Yeah.
They weren't, or they were white?
They're white. They're little. They're very tiny. Little.
Okay.
1.5.
Because my doctor said she noticed a trend that all of a sudden everybody with low dose naltrexone doesn't come with the clear pills anymore.
Oh, so they don't do
them. They're
themselves.
All colored.
Yeah, they don't do them.
Different colors. It's like the compounding pharmacy has got some memo like, put the low dose in colors, don't put it in the clear anymore. Oh. I don't know.
Oh, it's so silly. You know, they don't like people taking responsibility for their health, you know. But I noticed that, you know, if I would take it and then skip 2 days, it would actually, overall, I'd have a better experience with it. And even Colin said that. He said oftentimes when you take less, it works better.
Sure.
So you might even play with that too.
Yeah. Well, I doctor tests for that too. Mm-hmm. So like there, some people are on 4.5. You know, my allergist was like, oh, you're not on 4.5? So I had a feeling like if I saw him at my regular doctor... maybe he would do 4.5.
No, wait. When you say maybe he would do 4.5, remember, it's your body. You get to get to do whatever you want. Don't depend on these guys to tell you what to do, because they don't know.
They're just
throwing mud up against the wall too. Do you know what I mean, dear?
Okay. I have a question on another topic. Quick for you.
Just take your time.
When you fogged your house.
Foggy.
With the mold relief.
Foggy mountain breakdown that day?
Yeah, yes. What kind of mask did you use? Did you use the air supply mask, or did you use a respirator?
I used nothing.
Oh, okay, so you used nothing and you got sick for a week.
No. You misheard me. No. I used nothing, not a problem. For me. But, you know, I've been working on my health, you know, for a long time. So, you know, Wayne recommends you do
it. So it was when you
nebulized.
Not vaporized, but when you nebulized it, that was the issue.
Yeah, and it wasn't a week.
Okay.
It was just one day. Or it was just a few hours. I felt really...
Okay. Because I have a heavy duty... I have a respirator with the mold filters, which are the highest...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Get without your own air supply, and I was looking up respirators with air supply, and I'm like, oh bother!
I don't think you need that, but I don't know, you know, how sensitive you are.
I know you want to tell me what.
No. If you have mold, do you think you have some moldies in your lungs?
Oh yeah, definitely. But
yeah, well,
and I won't go into that, but yeah, mm-hmm. But I think the 100 will work, especially if I take a lot of like charcoal or something beforehand, so
yeah,
I have binders
yeah.
on board.
So you're all set. You got the mold relief and you got the machine.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. So get the sheetrock is the most important, in my opinion. And
right.
get that real good. And if you, as long as you're going to get set up, you know, I would do it and I would wait a day and do it again. Because you're going to
cool, yeah.
You know, you're going to have plenty of material to do that.
Oh, yeah.
But you can
yeah.
spray everything.
Yeah.
Floors.
Garage.
Yeah, you can do floors, mm-hmm. garage, ceiling. Do everything. Yeah, it doesn't stain if you do it right.
Okay. Well, that is super
cool.
wonderful to hear.
Cool.
Because I haven't had time to listen to everything.
Cool. Yeah. Well, have fun with that. And
thanks.
Anything?
Yeah, I'll report back because I do testing where I test for 5 molds. Like I dust and I send it into a lab.
Oh, really?
And they tell me how much of these 5 molds that my doctor says are bad. That those are the ones that really affect you. So I've got the counts on that, so I'm interested, like,
yeah.
a month or two afterwards to do that again, because it should be, you know, a lot lower.
I would think. Now, did you also...
It's already low.
Did you also test outside to see if the ones you're getting inside are just kind of coming in through the windows?
That's not really my doctor's spiel. I think these are the molds that... are in the houses and that grow that make people sick.
Okay.
That she says those, you know how mold companies come through the remediators and they'll test outside and then they'll test inside?
Mm-hmm.
They say that's kind of bonk. And,
well, I think it's smart, really. Why would they? It's not even logical to not do that.
To not test the outside?
Right. I mean,
right.
wouldn't you want to know
you're
if it's
not,
just coming
yeah.
in the window, whether it's in your home? I mean, I would want to know.
Well, it's been pretty accurate so far. I had to remediate, and it was pretty darn accurate, and I didn't have to test outside.
I don't know what you mean, it's been accurate.
Well, test before, remediate, test again, and the numbers went down.
Right, but that still,
so
yeah, that still
to.
doesn't tell you if you're getting some stuff from the outside.
I don't, yeah. Outside is natural.
No, it's not. It's mold, too. I mean, people get affected by mold all the time.
Yeah, but it's not the molds that give you things like forgetting.
Forgetting? I don't know. That's above my pay grade, dear, so I don't know if that's true.
So it's not those molds outside. Those balance out with other molds because some of them are not so bad. I mean, like there's that mold that people take for yeast infections, and it's actually a mold.
Oh yeah, penicillin's a mold. Yeah, there's nothing.
No. It's not that one though. It's a supplement. You know, like people think probiotics and yada yada, but one of them's actually a yeast, and I forget the name of that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So that's a mold.
well, molds aren't bad. I mean, molds and fungus are there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere, right?
Yeah.
The only reason people
and the
react,
only reason we really need them low is because all the EMF really ticks them off and they throw out more toxins.
Could very well. Yeah, our immune system's right. These are all God things, so they're not there just to get us angry, you know.
The molds do though. They're threatened by the EMF.
They're threatened?
Yeah, by the EMF, and they throw off more mycotoxins.
Really?
To protect them,
so. Never heard that one before.
Oh yeah, you've had guests on that talk about that.
Yeah, but now the EMFs work on
where they had the Faraday cage around the mold test and the without the Faraday cage.
Yeah. Was it on my show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No. Who?
Yeah, Klinghart talked about it.
Did he really? Oh, I'll be done. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. So, cool. So I will do that. And then in a couple months, I'll report back on my testing.
Cool. Well, thanks for trying. Good. Good job.
Yeah.
See you soon. Bye.
Yeah. Back to later. Bye.
I don't remember Klinghart and the Faraday cage in the wool, but I have to re-listen to that one. previously with Dr. Rulin Chu about her product called Pearlseum. So let's talk about the teeth first. Explain to me what's going on, because there's something magical when you dip your little toothbrush in water. Why do they look so sparkly and just, I don't know, something very energetically about the look of them?
Yeah, it's very, very magical. So like a group of scientists in France discovered that when you put the pearl next to the bones or skins or other connective tissues, and they find it stimulates new growth of the bones and skins and connective tissues, and also to make existing bones and the skins more healthy and stronger. So brush your teeth with the pearl, then your teeth will make your existing teeth stronger, and also it will filling up, you know, teeth with the porcium, and the pearl powder will stimulate the new bone growth and also make the existing teeth very strong.
It's really a great product. You'll love it. Take it internally or on your teeth, and you can click an order, see the ad right there, Pearlseum, the nice green container, Pearlseum, on OneRadioNetwork.com. It's really my go-to thing now for the teeth. Isn't it funny how I've been moving around with that one after Dr. Ellie's stuff, which was great, and learned a lot there. And now, for if it matters, because people ask me, I just do the chlorine dioxide, the closest, you know, that stabilized chlorine dioxide, the one that they put people in jail for selling. Oh, but that's Procter & Gamble. It's fine. It's so hilarious. That's what it is. You know, closest is chlorine dioxide, which is what Jim Humble's MMS is, but it's called stabilized chlorine dioxide. So Procter & Gamble sells it, but people get in trouble for selling it here. Tis a shame. Tis a shame. Speaking of that, we've invited Daniel on the show. He's out of jail now. Daniel Smith. Can't believe I even said that. He's on parole. Oh, he's on parole. He's on some custodial thing for a few months. Anyway, we've invited him on the show, and we'll see if he wants to come on. So, chlorine, what I do a couple times a day is do chlorine, you know, the closest, and then do the Pearlseum, and boy, teeth look really, really sparkly. And there's a difference between a pearl kind of a look and white, just totally different. As Dr. Ellie taught us, this bleaching stuff and chalk, which is in toothpaste, it's really damaging to the teeth. And that was one of her really big arguments, that she said, when you harden the surface of the tooth, that's what makes it hard and durable, and the teeth look nice and shiny and pearly, because the light is going in there. It's all about light, right, and reflecting. That's where the pearl color comes from, and that's why pearls do their thing on ladies' necks, right? It's that sparkle, that the light. Same way with diamonds, right? Same way with diamonds. So the harder it is, and so her contention was, and still is, and it does work. It works beautifully, her system, Dr. Ellie Phillips, and we've done a lot of shows on it, that she uses four different products, and it makes the teeth harder, and your gums will recede, and I experience all of that. Her product, her protocol, just uses fluoride, and I'm sure it's fine. She looks great, and she's healthy, and all of that. But I just didn't want to play around with fluoride. It energetically, it just didn't work for me anymore. So that's why I switched. But her system is still right on. I mean, it's right on. But I was just my personal choice, so it's not dissing her system at all. Anyway, so that's what I do now. And if you'd like to try this Pearlseum, I think it's just a marvelous product. So I purchased two containers. I have one now in the bathroom and one on the sink near the kitchen, in the kitchen sink area. And so I can take some when I take some of my fun stuff, you know, my pine pollen or whatever. And then a couple times a day, I'll take a few teaspoons of the the Prilsium, and just with a glob of water, you know, glub it. And it's really a nice product. It has proteins and minerals and calcium, and it's from a pearl, and it's not been destroyed, and it's a wonderful way to get calcium. And energetically, I love this stuff because the whole calcium thing going into the cells, I think this is where we get energy, where we get the mo to put in our Joe so we can do our mojo. You know what I mean? You know, to do stuff, to do my work and my writing and this show and everything that I do. It takes a lot of juice for me to do it. So I'm always working on getting more energy, more clarity. And this is really a beautiful product. If you'd like to try some, I would get the powder. That's my opinion. The green container. And you can get two for the best price. I would go ahead and get two of them. Just look for the dual pack and you get a nice discount. I ordered two separately a week ago. And they emailed me back and said, oh, you should have ordered the two because you get a discount, and they refunded some money. So they're a class company. I didn't even realize that. And I meant to. We need to put our link right to the two. So I'm going to ask Sharon to do that for me. So let me write that up there by myself a note. It's always something here. Link to Prilsium. But I would do the two-pack. And then you're going to have it. You can play with it on your teeth and internally. And it's a nice container. It's really full. So, I mean, it's a little pricey to start. But, you know, good things cost, you know, it's all relative, right? But it's going to last a long time because you're not using all that much. So it's a nice, nice big container. Prilsium right on the front page, OneRadioNetwork.com. Well, Wayne Blakely, if we believe, as we're told, that like 80% of the immune system is in the gut, is that true?
At least,
okay. So if you're doing probies with things, I mean, wouldn't it stand to reason that there could be things going on in the immune system that we have no idea?
Oh, yeah.
Right. I mean, no idea.
Absolutely.
No idea, right?
No idea.
So anything, you know.
Well, a lot of it is, they call it peptides, and, you know, these guys make up a lot of words. It's chemical reaction goes on in your gut. It's all chemical. Enzymes, a molecule that's being formed, is a certain kind of molecule, and in the body, the bacteria take those molecules, like food molecules that come down the upper tract, down into the lower tract, the small intestine tract, is converted from a food molecule to an amino acid. And then it's created a food molecule, and then when it gets to the lower tract, it's converted to an amino acid, changes it. But it has to have all the chemicals, and it has to have all the minerals down there to do the conversion.
And as Dr. Richard Olry has taught us, then we need the probiotics and the good bacteria to make the minerals, and the knee bone is connected to the you know what I'm saying. These are really, really nice products. About 14 different ones to choose from. Living Streams Probiotics, all in our store, OneRadioNetwork.com. Well, we've definitely made some progress with Doodle with the C60, Wayne Grusty's product, and Wayne's probiotics for her in her water. And she gets some other ones too because I put them in my drinking water. What I like to do is I'll just fill up Ken Rolla's container. That's where I structure the water. So I'll put a few shots of the multi-blend, a few shots of the minerals, and a few dropperfuls full of the Bifido, like I did this morning, and then structure that water with Ken Rolla's machine called the Water Vitalizer Plus. And it puts the water into a structure your body can really have. And, you know, as you know, hydration is so important, and something, the number one thing that Dr. Jennifer Daniels talks to us about all the time. And we know it is. So if you can get one of these Water Vitalizer Pluses, you can go on Ken's website, just click on that Home Shield or one of, I think we still have the Golden Pyramid ad up there, do we? Anyway, I should look. I think the Home Shield should probably take you. Let me check real quick. I want to make sure you can get one if you want. So the sale on the Home Shield. Yeah, that'll take you to Ken's site. And then you can go to some of his other products and find that Vitalizer Plus. Let me just put in Vitalizer. This would be a good thing for you to get if it's in your budget. There it is. Yeah, I just put in Vitalizer in the search engine, but go through our website, if you will, so we get a little commission, and the Water Vitalizer Plus, and that's cool. And it comes with the mineral cube. So you're getting some minerals, then you put Wayne's in there, and man, you're going. If you start with some clean water, and you know what you could do too, if you're really not set up at all, and you'd want to get a nice water to start drinking like quickly, is you can do the crystal geyser water at the food store. I think most markets carry it. HEB does here, Kroger, Safeway, places like that. All the places, just a food store, and they come in these half-gallon babies. And are they a gallon? They're big ones. Gallon, half-gallon. And then you could put that into your water vitalizer plus, and then maybe put a little probiotics in there and structure that. And boy, you're good, because it's good water. It's good water. Very, very good water. And that would be an affordable way to get you and your pets drinking really good water quickly. And, you know, for not a great deal of money, and it's a good investment. So that's what we do with that. And then there's so many other things on the probiotics that you can kind of play around with. And you can call Marilyn at 360-912-2981. 360-912-2981. Talk to Marilyn. Ask her about some of the other products, the alfalfa, the moringa, the perfect molecule. That's the C60. Really some nice products from Living Streams Probiotics. If you choose to get some, just go to our website and then order through our website, if you would. Don't order over the phone, and then we'll get a little commission there and make our house payment, and then we'll sing. Yes, sir. 888-663-6386 is my tele numero thing. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork. Sing it, baby. Okay, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. If you'd like to be on the show, why don't you just call, tell me your story, Morning Glory. Pamela called her story. A couple years on that LDM. Yeah, I'm with her. I'm kind of playing around with it like a supplement. I have no intention that I wouldn't need, if it's not going to, but I really think it's doing something with my little immune system, because my sleep is, it's really more interesting, let me put it like that, And that's the best way I can explain it now. But I mean, I haven't taken that many doses. So if there was some kind of little autoimmune thing going on, which I suspect there was, maybe attacking a little bit nerve or something. You know, I had the strangest thing about the sleep, and it's just been so, as I said to Pamela, you know, man, I could just get, and I can very easily, get to zero thought and just not even, hardly even in my body and just not anywhere close to my body. And of course, then when you just soul travel, well, then you just go anyway and who cares. But then if I'm in there and just, well, it's something like it was just kind of turned on a little bit. It's real interesting. So that's why I even explored it. So anyway, let me get back to LDN for and the dog thing. So I'm thinking, well, I'm gonna really would like to try a little LDN with Doodle and see if it doesn't do something on the autoimmune end of it with her and her scratching, right? And really maybe just help her cell mediated immune system get back into gear, take down the antibodies and just quiet things down a little bit. So, you know, because something is eating at her body, and that's the metaphor for it, eating at her body, where she kind of little bites her little paws and stuff, like she has to kind of eat at it, which is if you look at the behavior of us, and that's how we also do. If we eat at ourselves, you know, if we eat at ourselves, then it we'll take that metaphor, and that's, you know, I think that's what cancer is and a lot of stuff does too. When people worry or give themselves a hard time, that's another way the body will kind of manifest that. So anyhow, baby. So what I did was I copied a bunch of articles and wrote a nice letter to this veterinarian in Dripping Springs area that I've gone to one time. I just wanted to get his opinion on the scratching, I guess about 6 months ago. He really didn't have any answers, and so we didn't do anything. But I thought, I know what I wanted to do. He did take a little microscope and looked at the skin. I just wanted to see if there was any kind of mite or something. You know, when you do these things, you're always looking and exploring and kind of throwing mud up against the wall, you know, to see what sticks, because you want to help your family feel better, because you're kind of like the caretaker. And but he was a real nice fellow, but totally traditional. I mean, a classic kind of a country vet, you know, cowboy boots and blue jeans and stuff. And cool, really sweet guy. You know, no criticism of him whatsoever. But so what I thought I would do, I didn't even kind of bring it up with Dr. Faulkner, because I know that he is so totally a homeopathic thing, and he wouldn't be on board to, not that I needed his permission, but I wouldn't even to get an opinion on that. I just know him, and it's not a criticism at all. I mean, he's totally pure, natural, homeopathic guy, and that's it. That's what he does. And everybody's got their little specialty. But what I did was I printed out a few articles on LDN, also an article on LDN for dogs, a couple, put it in a folder, wrote him a nice little letter, and asked him if he knew about this, if he would look into it, and just kind of give me his opinion. Since it is a prescription, it's probably just programming in my subconscious, but, you know, I was conscious of it. You know, it's a little bit, another step, and I want to be careful before I would give Doodle something, even though I took it, and Steve Mitchell, who's a 50-year pharmacist, he said he just doesn't have any concerns about it being, you know, bad for a dog or a person, and we've seen no evidence of that at all. I haven't seen it. Maybe there is. I haven't seen it. Anyway, but I just, you know, thought that it would be nice to get a little, you know, opinion from him. So, God love him. He calls me last night, right before dinner, about 6 o'clock. Just calls me, says, "This is Dr. So-and-so, and I got your letter," and he was telling me about it. He said, "Well, you know, we tried low-dose naltrexone on some horses some years ago." "Oh, really?" Yeah, he said, "It didn't work. Didn't do what we wanted. They had arthritis," but he did explain that they didn't really, go in it very deeply, and they didn't experiment with it very long, and it wasn't much of an experiment. So I took that as a non-information because it wasn't any information. But then, and then from there, he really went on, and I just got the normal, conventional veterinarian opinion on itching, and it was totally disconnected from LDN. He had no, and he just, it just wasn't even interesting to him, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he said we could do a biopsy, we could send it to a lab, and then we could do some things for the immune system to try to mediate it. And I said, well, what would you do? Oh, we do this drug and this drug and this drug and then steroids and fine. And of course, I didn't say anything to him. I said, okay, well, thanks. And I really appreciate you looking. And it was a nice conversation. And so the point in telling you this story is this. The veterinarian community is exactly like, you know, most vets. Now, this is just most vets. And most doctors, they're in this model, this paradigm that is not anything close to what you and I might want to look at the body, the dog's body or our body. They have a conventional, reductionistic approach that, in my opinion, again, this is not criticism. This is just looking at it from a perspective that I think is very clear. That it's just bad medicine. Bad medicine for me, let me put it that way. Might be great medicine for you or somebody else, but it's bad medicine for me. It's the kind of medicine, you know, that they are, you know, they, it's just, you know, it doesn't even make sense to me because they're not looking at the body in a true holistic way. I mean, we know that, right? So I think one of our takeaways from me was, and I took a walk with Doodle afterwards, that I wanted to share with you that I think part of our kind of a job this lifetime is to totally really stretch ourselves to take responsibility for these bodies without getting anybody's permission, doing the research and doing what we really think is right for our body and our children's body, regardless of what anybody else says, and take responsibility for that. Because I tell you what, if you have kids and you're gonna do the without vaccine thing and all of that, you know, the surest way you'll succeed at it is really understanding the game, how it works, you know, study people like Dr. Cohen and other folks and all the stuff on vaccine. And then you come into your own conclusion in your heart of what you want to do, and then you don't look back. And that's when things generally work very, very nicely for people because they are utilizing their creativeness as soul. They're utilizing divine spirit that's working through them, making that decision, and things usually generally turn out well. And it's only when we look back and we begin to, you know, not trust our own judgment and say, well, I don't, you know, then you're not really time to move on it because you got to be in it pretty much totally. Otherwise, the experiment is flawed. And the experiment is flawed is because when we don't trust what we're doing and trust ourselves and question it, then it's putting an energy back onto it that's making the experiment pretty much invalid. So, I know that seems maybe a little much, I don't know, but that's my experience. But then this lifetime, if we can, if you want to, and you want to hang around here at One Radio Network and get to the point where you're just really doing what you think is the very best, regardless of what that is, not what I say, not what anybody else says, but what you think is the very best, and you go with that, and you see what happens. To me, that's the deal. That's the mother lode, and that's where we really look and see of what we want in our life, and what works, and what is real, or what is truth. And in my opinion, that's the only way we see what truth is. Because you're not, we can't get truth out of a book. We can't get truth from some guy on the radio or from some doctor. I don't care how natural they are. They're not going to give you the truth. They're going to give you their opinion. And then you, you little pumpkin, you get to figure out what the truth is for you and what your truth is. And then once you start getting onto that, then that's when things really start to pop. Because, well, as we talked about at the beginning of the show, then you're really free. Then there's no restraints. And sure, you may bump your wall, bump into a wall and, you know, go down some holes and, you know, make some things. Oh, I can't believe I did that, right? And, but that's okay. But then look at what you've learned and say, man, I'm just not going to do that one any longer. So that's real freedom. And that's, in my opinion, why we're here, is to learn that we are soul and that we are free. And we do have bodies, but we have total responsibility for them. And we get to do whatever we want with them, just so we don't blame anybody else if things go awry, right? And this so we don't even take credit for them when they do well. We don't take credit, but we do take the debit. We don't take the credit or the, well, what we do is we just keep moving forward until we get the results that we want, and then know that we were, it was all about learning the lesson, but we didn't do any of the healing, or the sulfur didn't do anything, or the LDN, nobody did anything except spirit moved in and changed things around because we let go of our notion the way it is, and then healing, really, that's when healing happens, is when we let go of the way we think it works, right? The way we think it works, we let go of that, and then we allow something new to come in, you know, something new, and that's divine spirit will say, well, do that, try that, and then we'll come to the point where it was all a spiritual thing at the end anyway. It was just this big cosmic joke, right? And so we take these things, and at the end of the day, the real true healing comes through spirit and through soul. That's where it happens, because spirit changes our body as we move, as we go. That's what's happening. That's how we build these bodies, is with every thought, every feeling, every idea, every thing that I talk about here on Open Phones. That's how our body is built, thought form by thought form by thought form. So we keep building a thought form that we're getting older, or we're getting creakier, or this is going to happen, or whatever. Then that's why we age. No, that's why we age, because we keep building this thought form that we're going to age. That's why we age. And then we believe in time and stuff like that. You know. It's just really fascinating. Just so cool. Okay, 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Let's see, I think Adam's got a little LDN information. Let's see. Oh, he says, I'm researching low-dose naltrexone. I'll keep you posted. Good job. My first priority is, according to structured water theory, there are no specific receptors, yet LDN works on opioid receptors. LDN works. The question is, how? Wouldn't it be great to have Gilbert Ling as a One Radio Network guest? Well, I'll do that. Who is Gilbert Ling? Do we know Gilbert Ling? I'll check him out, Adam. Yeah, LDN works, but how? Yeah, even Steve Mitchell, Adam, yesterday, he was really noncommittal with a lot of questions. But wasn't it fascinating? He said about his daughter? Sister, daughter, that had depression for a few years, started on LDN and just went away now. And I said, well, how did that work? He said, I don't know. He said, I don't know. I don't know. I love that, boy. I don't know. Boy, it's great to hear that more. Yeah, we're talking to a Dr. Wai Liu, Wailiu, Senior Research Fellow at St. George's University, London. Thanks for your invitation to come in on the show. Let me look at this more closely and see how I am set for the next couple months before getting back to you. Now, we're not going to do 2 months. I'll write them back. So come on, let's do. I think I did. Anyway, so so I'm glad I took it a couple times, and I just wanted to experience and see what's going on, and yeah, Dr. Cowan Adams says that it kind of somehow makes the cell-mediated immune response, which dogs also have, work more efficiently. You know, so maybe it's doing something there, but as Pamela said, Adam, it is definitely knocks down the antibodies. Her numbers went down hugely. What'd she say, 235? And then Steve Mitchell explained more clearly, not really antibodies, and I look at my notes, but I think it works on the different killer cells and stuff like that, but it wasn't specifically the antibodies, but he gives the model, and he's a pretty smart guy, the crazy pharmacist, and how it plays out. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But, but why there's some doctors around the country, around the world, there's a reason they're excited about this stuff, because they stumbled onto something. And, you know, and this is a, you know, but the trick, I think the key question for me is with it, is it going to be able to do something that is really allowing the immune system in some way to reset so you don't need to take that stuff every day for the rest of your life, which I wouldn't do. I wouldn't take it every day for 2 or 3 months, but I wouldn't take anything, you know. But so I think that's the key question. But, you know, I asked Dr. Cowan about that, and he was so kind of jazzed up by his patients' response to it, and their health and their well-being and the way they feel and the way they live, that he said, oh, I wouldn't care if they're on it 10 years if they really want to. They have a better life. And, you know, he may, you know, I mean, okay. Now, I think there's a lot to that. I mean, it's a valuable argument, you know. Valuable argument. I mean, how long you want to live, and what do you want to do? Anyway, the other fellow, this was the fellow that Steve Mitchell said really was the guy before Bahari, Dr. Ian Zagon, Zagon. And he has a little paper here on LDN. Adam, I'm going to send this to you, Zagon. And I think he's been dinking around with it since the 70s. I heard you might check him out. Let me send this to you, Adam, and get this Zagon guy. I'm going to try to find him and have him on. So I really think it's worth exploring. There's something going on here. You know me, we might as well dig around for gold in them their hills, right? And the old gold in them their hills. Okay, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. I have to get to a few emails, otherwise be here forever. Okay, Shanghai Beehive. All right, Shanghai Beehive. We're working on getting Ty Bollinger on. Ty Bollinger on. The cancer guy. Do-do-do-do. Virgo new moon opens triangle of abundance. Whew. Cool. We're all in, right?